I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top Republican hopefuls for the 2024 presidential race in the United States are vowing at the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Indianapolis this weekend to defend the Second Amendment at all costs. They suggested Friday that new firearms restrictions in the wake of mass shootings in the country would only hurt law-abiding gun owners. The three-day gathering kicked off mere days after mass shootings in Nashville, Tennessee, and Louisville, Kentucky. At the convention, former President Donald Trump told the audience he would offer more protections for gun owners if he's reelected.
I was proud to be the most pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment president you've ever had in the White House. I think that's been acknowledged. And with your support in 2024, I will be your loyal friend and fearless champion once again as the 47th president of the United States.
In a speech before the National Action Network Friday in New York, Vice President Kamala Harris said steps must be taken to rein in gun violence.
There have been more than 150 mass shootings already this year. Just think, you've seen the statistics? Gun violence is now the number one cause for death of children in our nation.
The Supreme Court has temporarily kept in place federal rules for use of an abortion drug while it more fully considers the issues raised in a court challenge. The court asked both sides Friday to weigh in over whether lower court rulings restricting the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone should be allowed to take effect while the case proceeds in federal courts. The justices are being asked to determine what parts of an April 7th ruling, as modified by an appellate ruling Wednesday, can be enforced while the case continues. VOA News. An exchange of more than 800 prisoners linked to Yemen's long-running war began Friday, according to the International Committee of the Red Cross, the result of a UN brokered deal that had been in the works for months amid concerted diplomatic efforts to negotiate an end to the conflict. French President Emmanuel Macron's flagship pension reform will enter into force swiftly, officials said on Friday, after it received the Constitutional Council's approval despite months of street protests and strikes. Reuters' Angela Johnston has more.
Vote, it might have lost. Protests flared in Paris on Friday after France's Constitutional Council gave a green light to French President Emmanuel Macron's flagship pension reform. It boosts the age for drawing a full pension to 64 from 62. And officials are vowing to bring it into force swiftly. The court's approval comes despite months of street protests and strikes. Opinion polls show a vast majority of people are against the changes and take issue with the government pushing the bill through Parliament without a final vote it might have lost.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. A Catholic shrine in Ireland was the site of an emotional meeting between President Biden and a priest connected to his past. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president was at Knock Shrine.
We also met out of the blue. We didn't know he was there.
There is a priest who works at the shrine who was a former U.S. Army chaplain.
Father O'Grady, who gave my son last rites in Walter Reed Medical Hospital in Washington. It was incredible to see him. It seemed like a sign.
He was moved to tears. Father Frank O'Grady said the president gave him a big hug. It was like a reunion. The death of his oldest son, Beau, in 2015 hit the president hard. O'Grady says he thinks the grief is kind of going down a bit. After the visit to the shrine, the president toured a hospice center in Ireland that displays a plaque commemorating his son. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tens of thousands of Iranians have demonstrated in support of Palestinians in an annual day of protest against Israel. Demonstrators in Tehran and smaller towns carried Palestinian flags and the banner of the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. Demonstrators set fire to American and Israeli flags, as well as effigies of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The rallies come on the last day of the Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan. They've taken place since 1979. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.